Spruce bud blight is a known killer of trees, but it hasn't killed any trees in North America yet. The Forest Service found the fungus in 2013 on the Kenai Peninsula. 3 years later, molecular geneticists sequenced the gene and compared it to known forest pathogens. The results were a wake-up call.
The match was to specimens that were part of a paper published in 2016 from the Czech Republic.
Robin Mulvey is a pathologist with the Forest Health Protection Office in Juneau. She spoke recently at a lunchtime meeting of the Sitka Ranger District staff.
And that was a pretty alarming match because that paper describes outbreaks of this disease on Colorado blue spruce in the Czech Republic leading to major plantation failure. So now we know that it's a disease that is potentially a tree killer. And we know that at least one North American spruce is highly susceptible to it.
But there are two main things we don't know about spruce bud blight, scientific name Gemomyces picea. The first is, how widely distributed is it? The second, has it been here all along and simply no one ever identified it? Answering the first question is a matter of logistics. The Forest Service has found the fungus from Kenai to Fairbanks. Now the agency is taking a close look at Southeast. Mulvey and her colleague, entomologist Liz Graham, have spent a lot of time on the road.
So we've been sampling mostly in Juneau, but we also have monitoring plots on Zarembo Island, Wrangell Island, Mitkoff, Kuprinoff, Skagway, Haines, and now here in Sitka. That's what we're, Ketchikan. Yep, that's the work that we're doing here this week. We're just installing these very simple plots, and we're not actually monumenting the plots in any way other than collecting a GPS point at the plot center, but they're 50-foot radius plots, and we're looking at every tree in the plot and assessing it for both spruce aphid and bud blight.
So far, Mulvey has found spruce bud blight in every community she surveyed, with the exception of Ketchikan. Nevertheless, there's really not much of it. In Sitka Starrigavin Valley, she found it on only two trees. The second question, was Gemomyces picea here all along, is more complicated, and it's part of the reason the Forest Service is not going to war on spruce blight. The highest concentration of infection that Mulvey has ever seen was on a blue spruce in Juneau. A resident bought the tree from Home Depot as an ornamental for the yard. When it didn't thrive, she threw it behind a shed where it developed a major blight infection. Mulvey found some blight in Sitka spruce trees near the shed, but she doesn't know if the blue spruce was the carrier of the disease or the victim of an infection that local trees are resistant to.
One thing that I think a lot of people don't know is that it can be really difficult to determine if something so small as a fungus is native or not, if it could have just been missed before. Maybe it's always been here and just not noticed.
And spruce bud blight is difficult to notice on otherwise healthy trees. A normal bud is golden brown and eventually will break out into a spruce tip, which many Sitkans harvest for flavoring, syrup, or beer. Infected buds turn black and wither. Mulvey shows the group a specimen from Starrigavin.
This main bud and shoot is dead, and it's not only dead, but it's dead and curled over.
Mulvey describes her office's work right now as information gathering. Spruce bud blight is just one of many potentially harmful pathogens and invasives the Alaska Forest Health Protection Office monitors. Mulvey says it may take an inoculation study across all North American species of spruce to determine the risks that blight poses. In the meantime, once she and Graham finish their distribution study this summer, Mulvey says we'll be asking a lot more questions. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.